Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, June 25th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, new gadgets from Google and the Supreme Court rules against Aereo. Those stories and more coming up.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Google featured new software for watches and homes today, along with a new operating system for cars. It's called Android Auto. The Wall Street Journal's Bruce Vail has more.
It appears on a dashboard screen and highlights services that are most used in cars: navigation, communication, and music. It works with smartphones that connect to the car. Drivers control it with their voice or through controls on the steering wheel. So if, say, a text message comes in on the phone, a notification is sent to the dashboard screen and read aloud to the driver. The person can say reply and speak a response. The first cars with Android Auto installed will be available this year. I'm Bruce Vail for the Wall Street Journal.
Meanwhile, Google says smartwatches from Samsung and LG running its Android Wear operating system are available on its website. Another watch from Motorola will be out later this summer. Samsung says its mobile security platform will be integrated into the next version of Google's Android operating system. The new deal with Google will embed the security platform called Knox in any devices that ship with the latest update of Android. For more on Google's new gadgets, be sure to visit WSJD.com. A legal victory for broadcasters, as the Supreme Court has ruled the online video startup Aereo violated copyrights on their programming. Aereo is a service that's allowed subscribers to watch and record their local over-the-air broadcasts from an array of electronic devices. The company aimed to appeal to cord cutters who were seeking internet-based alternatives to cable television. The broadcasters argued Aereo exploited their programming without authorization, in violation of exclusive rights to the public performance of their works. The court's ruling reversed a lower court decision that sided with Aereo. Coming up, a look at how Google and other tech stocks fared on Wall Street today.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Stocks ended higher today. The Nasdaq was up 29 points at 43.79. The Dow up 49 at 16,867. The S&P added 9. Shares of Google today up 2.5%. Facebook and Twitter also up in the area of 2.5%. Apple was up 8 cents. Zulily added 9% after Goldman Sachs analyst Deborah Schwartz raised her rating on the online clothing retailer to buy from neutral. Barnes & Noble will split itself in two. The bookseller says its retail stores and its Nook digital reader businesses will become separate publicly traded companies. Barnes & Noble was up 5%. Again, the Nasdaq yet at 29. You can check out the latest news by visiting WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.